It didn't happen here in Wisconsin. The glitch occurred at Brown University in Rhode Island, and Brian Ress says it doesn't happen frequently. But it's the kind of thing in which IT officials everywhere take note.
You could imagine how well that would go over at the UW if a couple of students discovered that their Gmail that was sort of facilitated by us was able to be read by other students.
This happened at Brown and a handful of other universities around the country through the use of so-called cloud applications or internet-based services. UW-Madison's IT director, Brian Rust, says they're currently negotiating agreements with cloud providers. For all its advantages, cloud computing does have risks.
Who owns the content? That becomes a big issue for higher education institutions because of intellectual property. You know, that's our commerce within the university system.
Whether it's a student's paper or faculty research that's posted online, Russ says they expect outside providers to have safeguards to make sure information doesn't get lost in the cloud. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.